shoot, don't shoot, get out.
Hey, Quickman!
Hey, what's up, Kate Quigley? How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Wow, it feels like I haven't seen you in a whole 3 minutes.
It's been 3 minutes.
It feels like forever. How you been, girl?
I've been okay, man. You know, just killing the dating game, doing my thing.
Okay, now are you? I heard a rumor. This was in the news.
God,
was in the news.
Oh God.
Is it true that you're in what's it called? On OKCupid now? Is that?
I'm on OKCupid.
So what happened when you were on OKCupid?
Okay, well, so you know, I went on OKCupid because I decided that I need to start going on dates because that's not a thing that I ever do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I went on for 30 days on OKCupid just to see how it would go. I got 3,118 messages in 30 days.
Mother of God.
3,118 messages. So, of course, you know, in classic Kate fashion, I thought to myself, I'll go through these messages and I'll pick the one guy who stands out the most and I'll go out with him, you know? So I went through all the messages and I picked one that sounded super hot and like real cool. And we kind of texted a little and he was funny and we made plans. And then I went and then he stood me up. Out of 3,000 men, I picked the one guy.
Oh my God, Kate.
That would stand me up.
Therapy.
I'm really good at picking guys.
Is there 3,000 therapists we can look into? Because we probably should go there next.
These are my winners for the week. So there's that guy.
Oh, God.
Then there's the guy I've been texting with for a couple weeks now who actually is so hot and like I want to go out with him so bad, but we haven't gone out yet because we've both been like traveling and missing each other, but we've been texting. But the other night he canceled on me because he had a cold.
Oh.
Or a wife, either way.
But then he texted me and said, but text me later if you're bored. B-O-A-R-D. Bored.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I don't know if I can date a guy who spells.
It might have been autocorrect.
11-T-2. 1-T-1.
All right, wait. We have to introduce our guest. Our guest today. We have two guests today, but our first guest of the day. We are so absolutely lucky to have this guy on the show. This guy is killing it right now, killing the game. Originally from the movie Fast and Furious, but now. Now from the one of the biggest box office, the biggest box office I think of the year,
Monster Hit,
right? Well, Monster. I'm gonna say it's the biggest.
Of
I'm gonna
the
say
years.
I'm gonna
of
say
all
it's,
the years.
It's like it's movie. The big Oscar contender. It's the big movie of the year. Everybody knows the movie from Straight Outta Compton. He played DJ Yella, Neil Brown Jr. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey man, what's up? I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
And entertaining us, and I mean hanging out with us, and entertaining the fancy our fancies.
I'm happy.
Our weird fancies.
He's really cute.
Love you. Oh, thank you.
Glickman
so
gets really cute guests. Whenever I put Glickman in charge of getting a guest, he brings in hotties always, men and women.
I brought in Keith Carlos.
He brought in Keith Carlos.
Keith Carlos is the winner.
America's Next Top Model.
Of course.
He was looking for side pieces.
He actually said on our show, "I'm auditioning side pieces. Wow. If you're interested," I'm like,
probably spells board B O A R.
Yeah.
The possibility.
No, that's
busted. yeah.
How have things been, man? What's happening in your life?
They've been well, man. Actually, I was a little running behind getting here because I have a deal going through. I'm leaving for the Middle East for a few months.
What?
Are you in the military? What's happening?
No, oh God, no. Well, yeah, so to speak.
Are you allowed to talk about what's happening?
They added me. I was blessed enough to get the movie Sandcastle, so I'm going to be working with Henry Cavill and Nicholas Holt and
that's
bunch of other
awesome
guys.
Wow, congratulations.
That's gonna
be a huge movie. Bo Knapp. This was something.
What studio is doing that? Who's doing that?
It's Mark Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah, Mark Gordon Production Company.
And, where in the Middle East?
In Jordan.
Have you been before?
No, I have not.
Wow.
That's Henry Cavill who plays Superman.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm actually surrounded by let's see, Dracula, Superman, and Beast.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
squad
that's,
goals. Damn.
Oh my God, seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great.
Huge. Congratulations. Cool. When do you leave to go do that?
And Glenn Powell as well. Tonight.
Tonight?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was supposed to leave Sunday, but
wow.
Know, the director, Fernando Coimbra, he wants to get me there.
This just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Oh my God.
I got another one too, and you know, hopefully it all works out.
Are you bringing the lady with you, going by yourself?
Is this your girlfriend? You came in with a girl.
This is my wife.
Your wife.
15 years.
What?
Well, we've been together 21 years, but we've been married.
Wait a second. How old? 21 years. You look like you're 23.
Thank you.
Damn.
I'm actually playing 23. But I'm not.
That's crazy. You've been married for 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, in LA, that's like 150 years.
Yeah, totally.
That's amazing. How did you guys meet?
We met. Well, I like to think I found her, but she found me. She says I saw her in high school on the bus, and I was like, "Oh man, who is that?" She was so pretty, and then I sat down and I was like, "Hey." I tried to get her name, and she wouldn't talk to me. I kept looking out the bus. And then, I started to tell her my name, and then she said my name. But she said my middle name, which no one knows unless they know me. So it took me aback. Like, everybody knew me as Neil, but she knew my middle name. She's like, "I know your name, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, how you know? What?
Yeah.
What? What's, wait,
how did she know?
How did you? Because she had been stalking me since the third grade.
Wow. No
Got
way.
Him.
So wait, she was into you, but she played it like she wasn't. It, she yep. looked out the window.
Yep, I never knew she existed. I was just because I was a bad kid. I was getting kicked out of schools and stuff like that. I was a smart kid. I just
how old were you when this happened? Down. High school?
Yeah, I was in high school. She's a year ahead of me, so I saw her on the bus. And the first she did look at me when I asked her if she had a boyfriend, and that's when she was like, "Yes, I do." You might know him. His name is David Alvarado. He was my friend.
Are you guys still friends?
Oh, no. I took her from him.
Oh, wow.
I knew that was going to happen.
You poached her.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I chased her for about a year.
Sometimes you have to do that, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the secret. I think that's the secret to making a guy want to stay with you is you got to make him chase you for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, my wife is like, "Yes, that's right? Exactly right." Yeah.
That way when he finally gets you, he's like...
I thought
like,
I was chasing her. I really did.
Dude, I chased my girlfriend for almost three and a half years.
He's still chasing her. She's trying to get away.
Yeah,
she can't
really
get away.
Is. Well, I lock her up.
This damn
night.
Bathroom that's door why. Won't lock.
You stay in there. You stay in there. Oh, 3.5 years, though, I chased that damn girl, on dates and taking her out places, awkward dates.
Yeah. What do you mean 3.5 years you chased her?
I asked her out for 3.5. I think I asked her out 35 times in 3 years. And
why
was
she
like,
saying no?
She was like, "No, I know you. You're a whore. Like, you sleep with everybody."
Well.
And I watched her act. Like, she's like, "It's not happening."
Yeah.
Like, we'll be friends, but there's no way we're getting together. And that was just how it was. Like,
my
it was
wife was with me through my whore phase, and she stuck by my side. She's awesome.
She's with you through your whore
yeah,
phase?
Yeah, she's through me. Yeah, she get rid of me, and she's like, "You know what? You're not worth it," and get rid of me, and then I chase her. She tried to get rid of me, like, I don't know, 6-7 times. I just won't go anywhere.
That's so funny. Wait, what do you mean she was with you through your whore phase? Did you have a moment where you weren't together and you were?
Yes.
Oh, so you guys separate? When? Hold on. So you've been together,
but she knew I was right across the street, and she's like, "Okay."
Oh wow.
And I just lied, but she always knew the truth, and like, she's such an awesome woman. She just basically grabbed me by the nuts and said, "You know what? Get it together, kid."
Wow.
Or lose me forever. And
I think I need to take lessons from your wife. I think your wife and I should hang out.
Yeah,
I need some
she's
help.
A tough chick. She's a tough chick, yeah. And, I was young and dumb.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, well, guys are pretty dumb.
Yeah, guys are pretty dumb. Yeah. I don't even really come online until about 30, and even then sometimes, you know.
Did you have a lot of luck with dating when you were a young guy, or how was it when you were young?
I was aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did all right.
You did good.
Yeah. 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 I did good. That was her problem. She said, "You know, you're a whore. You just look at you." Because I knew what I was doing.
Very
I was like
smooth.
A wolf.
You're a very smooth guy. You know, you got good good attitude. And
then I'd make him
like
smile
you.
And then got him.
Can I ask you, so you guys were together 6 years before you got married, right?
Yes.
So how did you propose?
I proposed to her probably a month after we started dating. I proposed to her when I was 15 years old.
You started dating when you were 15. Yeah,
I proposed to my wife in at Halloween, the first Halloween Horror Night. At Universal Studios. That's what I got.
I feel like I'm watching. I feel like this is a fairy tale. Like, this isn't real. Like, they.
Look, she's smiling because it's so true. That's what happened. I don't know, man. As soon as we started dating, I just knew I was going to be with her forever. I had to have her. So.
Wow.
This doesn't happen. This never happens. This is like unbelievable. You guys will probably be married forever.
Yes, we will be.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
How many kids?
Two.
How old are they?
17 and 15.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we got in early.
Wow.
My dad couldn't lock that window.
I mean, this guy looks so young. It's insane to me that you have a 17 and a 15-year-old. And so does your wife.
Yes, she does.
You guys started having kids when you were 15?
No. No, she got pregnant when I was 17, though. So, but I, you know, I took care of business in school and whatnot. And plus, I was acting. I've been acting since I was 14.
Well, besides the two movies that we mentioned, is there other, I know you've done a lot of other stuff. Is there other stuff that you're really proud of that you've worked on?
You know, so certain shows like Suits and The Walking Dead, you know, those are all cool things.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I actually have a movie coming out soon called San Patricios with Bo Bridges. That's actually, I did some pretty solid work in that.
Oh, yeah.
I think they changed the name of it recently here. But yeah, I've got that in Battle Los Angeles. I've been blessed.
Oh,
to,
I remember
to work.
Seeing you in Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We met right after you did that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go see that.
Man, I did The Walking Dead in that. And I know my kids were like, "Dad, it's Kevin, Big Time Rush, it's right next door." And I was like,
they were big fans.
Were they?
Yeah, they were big fans, and it's like they had just moved in. Because I've been there for a while, and it just moved in. And all of a sudden, they see one of their favorite actors.
That's so cool.
Man, that
their
complex.
Dad's in all these movies, and they're like, "Oh, but the dude from Nickelodeon's next door."
Two shits about me. They're like, whatever.
The dating scene and relationship scene at the complex that we live at.
Oh, my God.
It should be a TV show. Yeah,
is it like Melrose Place? Everybody hooking up?
No, my wife wrote a script about it.
Really?
She did. She wrote a script about it. It's a TV series. It's just like you think, and it is sort of like Melrose Place.
Does it?
It gets real.
Wait, are there a lot of hot single people in your building?
There's a lot of hot.
Why? Why have I not been invited over more? Why?
Because there are a lot of hot and single people.
That's what I need. I need hot single people. Your building could be like real life OKCupid for me. I could be killing it.
You could just literally walk down the hallway and knock on people's doors and just
a little
date
sad.
That
I haven't been invited for that. I'm going to start hanging out at your pool.
You're going to have to.
I think I should.
If you hang out at our pool for like a weekend, you'll end up with like 6 or 7 dates. They'll all be from the same complex.
It'll
be weird.
That'll be a little awkward for me. Go from one place to the next.
There was a girl that I dated that lived. She still lives in that building. I think she still does. That redhead girl. And we went on 2 dates. And on the second date, we had made out a little bit. She's an actress, producer person. And after us making out, second date, we get back to my place, and she goes, "You know what I want to do? I have something dirty I want to do." I'm like, "Whoa, what's up? What do you want to do?" She's like, "I want to be spanked. That's it. I just want to be naked in your bed.
That's
and
it.
You just spank me." I'm like, that sounds good. And then
simple.
What? And she was like, "Just that. That's all I want."
You're so let down.
So I was like, "Whoa,
no sex, just spank me.
Can we like do something else? Blow me once? No, just spank me.
Blow me once. Just once.
Wait, one time.
Blow me once.
I'll spank you. Nothing. It was super uncomfortable.
So she just wanted you to spank her, and she wanted to leave.
Yeah,
that was it.
And that's what we did.
Yeah,
and that's what
super.
We did.
That's not cool. Like you did that.
Yeah, and then
I'd be like, "Fuck you."
And I'd see her around the apartment, and she'd be like, "Hey, any chance we could do that again?" I'm like, "No,
again." Did you go ahead and spank her anyway?
I did it anyway. Well, I wasn't gonna look. I'm not trying to ruin her day. You know.
She's
a giver.
She asked.
How thoughtful of you.
It was weird, man.
It's like a charitable contribution. Do you write that off in your taxes?
I did.
Spank
heart
a bitch. Got nothing back.
It's something special.
Yeah. Do you know Neil at all? Have you guys ever met?
I feel like we've met.
I feel like we probably through that motherfucker.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
I did.
Well, DJ Yella from Straight Outta Compton.
Oh my God,
you probably saw that.
That's what it was. I'm like the only loser.
You know what? Peter Fonda came up to me last night.
What?
And he was so hyped on my movie.
What?
And he kept turning around like, "Man, you know, man, come here. Do you mind if I get some pictures with you?"
Shut up.
Holy shit.
He photobombed the shit out of my picture.
Where were you last night?
At the IMDb 25th anniversary party.
Jesus Christ.
It was cool, man. Him and Ernie Hudson and Tommy Davidson kept coming up to me.
Oh my God.
Tommy Davidson?
Yeah, Tommy. You know Tommy. Yeah. I see Tommy all the time.
IMDb had a party?
Yeah, they did. And like most of the people I was talking to,
he's so pissed.
Most of the people I was talking to were not like industry people. It's like they were coming up to me, man, thank you so much for coming here, bro. I mean, I just loved you in Suits too. That was funny.
Record. Let's record.
Intro.
All right, so hang on, real quick. So where were you last night?
The IMDb 25th anniversary party.
The IMDb 25th anniversary
party. Hosted by Amazon and Vizine.
Quick, man, we don't get invited to any of the cool shit.
I don't get invited to any IMDb parties.
You didn't get
parties.
My text message? What?
Quickman was at a party at the emergency room with his broken foot last night.
I was at the LinkedIn party last night. So
I was
no
at the
deal.
MySpace party. My party
oh,
sucked.
Snap. I was at Mahinte. What? No. That's terrible.
I was home alone.
So. Oh, my God. All right. Well, we have our second guest has just arrived, so we're gonna introduce him. We love this guy. He's a hysterical comedian. And a very talented rapper.
Not really.
I don't know. He's a terrific comedian. We absolutely love him. You guys have all watched him on the show Wild and Out. Ladies and gentlemen,
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife, bring the heat.
A little bit of heat, just a spark.
Can I just say I love Matt Rife, but the first time that I met you, do you remember?
Where was it, the parlor?
It was at Lovitz Club.
Lovitz.
Eric Griffin was headlining Lovitz Comedy Club. I was going up. Me and Matt were both on the show. And I went up first, and then Matt went up after me. And then I was upstairs talking to Eric Griffin. And I go, how old is that kid? And he's like, he's 18. And I was like, I'm almost old enough to be his mom. And he was like, be real, bitch. You are old enough to be his mom. And I was like, God damn. But you're so funny. I remember watching you that night and being like, I can't believe this fucker is 18. He's so... And now you're what, 20?
I just turned 20, yeah.
Amazing. You can't even go into the Comedy Store yet.
I can't. Like, I can't unless I'm like performing in like the belly room or the main room. That's the only time I can be in there. I can't hang out at all.
Please.
But you're everywhere. Like, he's on the road every weekend with, like, some massive headliner. You're always opening.
Who do you tour with?
Always.
Throw some names.
It varies. Like, a lot of time I'm just, like, freelancing. I'm not with one person all the time. I was with Joe Coy for a while. I was with him for, like, 3 or 4 months, and then we had some bad blood, and we're not...
Nuh-uh.
What?
Yeah. Is that real?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have a problem talking with it because he did fuck me over. So,
What happened? What did he do?
Get it, dish.
Now you said it.
Just took me off tour for no reason after I was promised multiple times. I was with him for the whole year. So I got a new car and everything, which I fucked up doing. I big time fucked up getting this car. It's going to get repoed for sure.
Yes.
That's the worst.
What kind of car did you get?
That's the worst.
Not even a good one. A 2016 Hyundai Elantra.
Bitch.
Jesus.
What the?
Stupid.
He's like, my car's getting repoed. It's a Kia Rio.
The worst.
Did you get rims on it? Is that why?
I thought about it. No. I should have.
Put them
just
eights on that, bitch. Dude, this
he's
is why.
He's around with eights.
This is why.
They make eights?
I love Matt Rife.
I got a Nissan Sentra.
I don't know how to be an adult. I went to the dealership by myself and was like, I'm getting a car when I get in there.
Yo, but that's more adult. What you did buying a Hyundai Elantra is more adult than like what most 20-year-olds would have bought, like a Ferrari
I
or some
should
shit.
Have
seen the new Elantras.
I
mean, Jesus, come on. It's a step. It's not your grandmother's Elantra.
If it's not eco-friendly,
not
it's not
grandmother's Elantra.
But you seem like you're always on the road. You're like out with Eric for a while, Eric Griffin
Eric
for
Griffin,
a while.
Eric Griffin, I was with Joe Coy. I do a lot of dates with Mike Epps. Yeah. We're doing like a Wild and Out tour right now with Nick Cannon hosts it. It's like me, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean, Rip Michaels, and then like Hitman Hala and Conceita will come and do like a song at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, we did University of South Florida for like a little over 6,000 people. Are you
that's
from there?
I'm from Florida.
Really?
Nice.
Tampa?
Orlando.
Orlando. Okay, I had some chicks come from
there. Yeah, you did.
I bet you did.
And Sarasota, and motherfucking there, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami. And
Florida's
South
great.
Beach. Yeah.
Florida's
well,
great
yeah.
for chicks.
If you're in the right spots, I mean, you don't want to come where I'm, like, in the country, because, well, you can, you know, but I... can't.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Florida, when you say Florida, for real, like, people in L.A. think Disneyland.
They think Miami.
Miami, right?
Yeah.
No, it's Alabama. It's Mississippi.
You're right. Okay, yeah. Alligators.
Talk about
Alligators.
Jacksonville.
Boy, you know where you're at?
Like,
yeah.
Why your hair look like it? Look real goddamn funny, man. You got something wrong with you.
Tell me some jokes, Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Make a joke. Make me laugh, boy.
If so racist, I would be called boy.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Because exactly.
You got a little tint. You got a little tint.
A little tint. Look at I'm getting pale, though.
What?
I'm almost darker than him.
Wow.
I'm
black.
That's unacceptable.
Mostly, kind of happy.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
Have you changed, Matt? Be honest, from being on Wild, because when I met Matt Rife, you were just a cute little 18-year-old. I remember you were like, I only hook up with girls I really like, and you had like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
With your little hair, now, and your little face, and your little body, and your little dick. I mean, you know,
but like for real though, this kid was like, I remember you're so sweet and like just innocent, and now I go on your Instagram, and every girl is like, Matt, I want to make out with you, Matt. I just want to suck on your lips.
You.
Matt, yeah.
Has it changed your life?
Has it?
A little bit. I fucked up and got a girlfriend right after Wilding Out, ruined it at the peak. It was the worst decision ever.
That's a terrible
issue. Who was your girlfriend?
What? I don't want to talk about her. It's still me crying.
Oh, no.
I still have to sleep every night.
When did you guys break up? How long did you guys break up?
Like a week ago?
Yeah, it's about a week ago. She's not worth it.
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda.
Who can't
When was it like the hype of like while not airing my episodes were airing and stuff like that, I was with her, so I didn't pay any attention to that. And now I'm going back on Instagram being like, oh, she follows me. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah, so but
it's not too
changed
late.
A little bit.
It's not too late at all. You're a young fella, and you're out there in the world.
20. Go snatch as much tail as you possibly can, for God's sake.
For real, Matt. I'm sure you're gonna clean up just fine. You're not even 21 yet.
No,
dude. I saw you at the I saw him at the Neil. We were at Laugh Factory, and I see him at Laugh Factory, and these girls show up on their way to prom with their prom dates, and they're like, "You can fucking stand outside. You can stand outside, okay?" And they go in just to take pictures with him.
Of course,
and they're like,
"Can
I kiss you? Will you kiss me on the face?
Like, oh my god!
I just
want
to kiss your
hair."
And these girls were fine as hell. and he was like, "Yeah, I don't really kiss on the face," and they're like, smile, don't forget to smile. And he's like, fuck off, I'm not smiling for your fucking prom picture.
You did not.
He did too. He was like, fuck you, I'm not smiling for your fucking picture.
It's cheating if we do it with our clothes on. Oh my god.
It was awesome. True. No, he's a bad motherfucker. I give you some serious credit for that.
Yeah, man, go ahead and slay that. Do that. Wear condoms. I mean, she doesn't really know this. I wasn't gonna talk about it, but I highly doubt she's gonna listen to this. No offense to the podcast. She doesn't listen to podcast. She doesn't know she doesn't listen to podcasts.
What's her first name?
I don't wanna say that even.
No, I don't know.
Because she knows a lot of people in town.
Is it a Jessica?
No.
Jamie? Is it a J? No. Is it a Kenneth?
It's a K.
It's a K.
Yeah.
Kristen?
Quickman, look at you.
Hey,
wait a minute. He rolled his eyes.
If you're Matt Rife's ex-girlfriend and you're listening to this podcast right now, turn it the fuck off. we don't want you to listen to it.
Go ahead, Matt. Finish the story.
We took a break a couple months ago, and honestly, this is such a douche move for me even bringing it up. It's just like the most proud thing I have in my entire 20-year existence is I hooked up with Playmate of the Year last year.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Syphilis, bitch. What's up, high five?
Wait, when you were on the break?
Yeah.
You hooked up with,
I thought we were done.
I thought the Playmate was the girl.
Nah.
Wait, are you talking about the Playmate of this past
year? Which Playmate?
Year? Kennedy?
Yeah, I know everybody's just going to shout out names, Steven.
Come on.
Well, you
make
said
them
it.
At least Google
you
it.
You said it.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's a good... We love Kennedy. We love
really?
Her. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Nice work, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I was with a Playmate of the Year as well. Ida Lindquist, the first...
Yeah, he brings it up every week.
Every week.
This is the...
I believe this is the seventh time I've brought it up in the 12 weeks of us doing the show. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, did your ex find out that you hooked up with that girl?
No, she has no idea. So if she hears this, she'll be...
How does she have no idea? Because I actually think I had an idea. Did you post a photo on your Instagram or did she post a photo on her Instagram of you two?
I think so.
I think somebody... I saw a photo of you with her somewhere and I was like, oh, shit.
Maybe she posted something.
Somebody. It might have been her.
Maybe.
It might have been her. Interesting. Who cares?
That only make keep it on the low. They don't.
No, we don't. We talk, man. Anytime you hook up with a girl, guaranteed she's telling at least 3 people, even if she says she'll never tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and now with the social media, it's just like
exactly.
It's everyone.
Oh, not just with some basketball player. It's like not even a good one and not even good looking. It's like
your ex-girlfriend or
no,
or Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Not even a good one.
Not even a good looking one.
Just
for the jazz.
Just so you know, girls, when we date athletes, we don't care how good they are at the sports.
It's not.
It's not like we're like, oh my God, he's so hot and he's in the NBA, but he misses half his free throws, so I'm not going to go out. Like, we don't care.
Hey, I got a quick question for Neil. Can I throw this at you, Neil, real quick?
What's up, Neil?
You are married. Your wife is here. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
You have kids.
Nice work.
All that. And that's wonderful stuff. But I've got a question for you about Straight Outta Compton. That set had an insane amount of women on that set. And
beautiful,
how did you guys deal as a couple? Like, how did you guys deal with that kind of stuff?
She came to set and shut them down. I'm very good at just being personable and then just like walking away. It's like,
yeah. Hey, and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? So, you don't want to hook up, stick the digits or whatever. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And then I walk away. And they couldn't understand why. And then I brought her to set and she showed it, you know, like, listen, bitches, okay? He's good.
Wow.
Got this.
That's
handled.
Wonderful.
Done.
That's
and I will cut you. She carries the reach on her.
Damn.
Be careful. Might get shot.
That's the way to do it, though. That's the way to do
absolutely.
It.
Because, you know, there was a time in my life when I was young and dumb. You know, I was childish, you know, and I did what I did. And then when I became a man, I put away childish things, right? So
right.
That's one of those things, man.
Yeah. It seems like one of those sets that would, there's so many, it was so many people on the set.
It was ridiculous.
How did the other guys handle that? Like, were the other guys?
Handsomely.
Here's the real question.
Salute to all of them.
Were all of the other guys in relationships? Like, were a lot of
No, Aldis and I were the only ones that were in a relationship. I believe O'Shea was possibly, I think he was in one at the time or, you know, in between, but they're single guys as far as like
sure.
marriage or anything is concerned. I was the married dad and the rest of the guys were, you know, essentially single except Aldis Hodge who he and I were very much the same. And we were cast like a few weeks after they were, and we came in there the responsible, you know, married or engaged or trying to, you know, or having relationships, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were a little different than the rest of the guys. Although it was all getting thrown at you from everywhere because,
oh my Lord.
You know, we had like 3,500, 2,500 extras and like 70% of them would be women. And they were all very lovely and everybody
Good
gave
Lord.
So much time and they were so awesome. But yeah, it was there. It was everywhere.
It was such a good movie.
Thank you.
I watched that shit like white girls watch The Notebook.
You know what's funny, too?
I was like, that's what I
awesome.
Like, when's the last movie that
seriously.
You saw? Like, because a lot of people, everybody I ran into was saying, like, I've seen it four times. And I was like,
yeah,
you went,
I saw it
you
twice.
Paid it and saw it four times?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I did. And I'm like, when's the last movie you went to see more than once?
Yeah.
In, like, you know, recent memory. Yeah,
like Conjuring, maybe?
It's
because I love scary movies. It's so random.
Random.
The most random
That's
thing
hilarious.
Ever.
Your hair just got really sharp. Just
I saw. I went and saw Avengers twice in
Avengers.
The theater. Once by myself and then once with my mom.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy,
oh,
same thing.
Movie.
I saw it twice.
It's a good
but
movie.
You know what? No, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy three times.
But look what we're putting Straight Outta Compton.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Huge.
I went to go see Straight Outta Compton at the Arclight in the Cinerama Dome with a friend. And we were with my friend who you met, who is... At Matt Walker with the giant penis.
Yeah.
He
oh.
is.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it's a long
And a long penis.
But you have to say it when
Congrats.
You say his name. It's just part of the deal.
I gotta do some research.
You don't want to know. But he's a huge NWA fan and knows everything about them and is like obsessive about it. And so when I brought him to go to watch it, I was waiting for him to just, you know, criticize the shit out of it. Mm. And every single detail, he was like, oh my God, they got this right. They got this right. They got this right. And then after watching it, I took my mom to go see it.
Oh yeah.
And,
she's
and
so
then,
sweet.
And then she didn't know that him and me are next door neighbors. So I was like, hey mom, from the movie we watched last night. And she lost her mind. She was so excited. But
really?
Then she said to him that the thing that was important to my mom's generation about watching that movie was that they had kind of like they'd witnessed it all happening, like seeing rap music come up and seeing the riots and seeing everything that had been happening in Los Angeles. But it wasn't really in it wasn't really in context. Like, there was no, they were just seeing whatever was on the news. That that movie really put the whole thing in context for them. And the music, like the music finally like makes sense. The now the lyrics,
this
everything.
Is why they were saying what they were saying, because it was actually going on.
Yeah,
so cool.
You know what I mean? Really, and there's another hour of movie.
Oh man,
is it really?
The writer's cut is gonna be dope. I mean, everybody, for the sake of, you know, timing and everything, you had to cut out so much.
Sure.
I mean, it was over a 2-hour movie. And yeah, like, most movies like that, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know. You didn't know
this one was like, oh, it's over.
What? That was really good.
Why can't it be longer?
Yeah, it's 2 hours. It came in at like 2 hours and 20 minutes. I think the director's cut is about 3 hours and 25.
Damn.
Matt, how's that set for Wild and Out? What's that set like?
Awesome. Wild and Out girls are always bad. But it's fun working really? With like, friends. Because like I knew most of those guys before I was on the show anyways. Like I've toured with like D-Ray and like Corey Holcomb and stuff
D-Ray.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like a lot of those guys I already knew.
Cold-blooded boy. D-Ray. Cold.
Right?
D-Ray Davis? Yeah. So funny.
Don't he's great. Don't try to heckle that, Mark.
That dude is,
he will destroy you. Yeah,
that dude is I love the best off-the-top comedian I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dope. Oh, I love Corey Holcomb too. I haven't seen
Corey. Corey's ruthless.
Corey put,
dude, we'll talk about
he put it out there.
Awesome.
I heard him call. I heard him do this joke calling the Virgin Mary a hoe one time because she just went out to the club with her stanky ass and just came home pregnant. He's like, I'm not talking shit about Jesus, I'm talking shit about his mama.
Yeah,
like, the dude doesn't give a fuck.
No, he really does.
Doesn't care.
Wow.
He does. I have so much respect for that. I do too.
He'll say whatever.
I'm curious. So wait, you said your kids are 17 and 15? Is that what you said?
Yes, 17 and 15.
So boy, girl.
Two boys. Yeah.
So what's that like? I mean, they must be. Are they? They're starting to date now and
they're
stuff.
Assholes.
What have you told them?
No, I mean,
what have you told them? I mean, in terms of dating, what guidance?
I've showed them lots of pictures of herpes, genital, like, straight up. You know,
I love it. Good idea.
Bombarding with those since they were like 3.
Come on,
I'm for real.
God damn.
No. I've actually been quite candid with them. Both my wife and I have been very candid when it comes to women and. You know, girls and how they are and knowing their, you know, background. You want to get with a girl. Opposites attract, similarities keep you together, okay? So if, you know, we're this loving husband and wife and she doesn't have a daddy, chances are shit's going to get really messed up eventually. And you're going to turn into daddy and then there's going to be some issues and then she's probably going to cut you or something like that.
You tell your kids this?
Yes, I do.
So you tell them, like, watch out for girls with no fathers?
I say watch out for girls that don't have the similar background as you do. You know what I mean?
Opposites attract, but
similarities keep you together.
Damn, that's real.
It's the truth.
Wow.
Trust me.
Take your head. Like,
21 years deep, I'm telling you.
My mind right now.
That's what's real. And the opposite is going to, you know, take you into a great night, but it's not going to have you, like, forever together, because if you're a child of the devil and they're a child of God, y'all in-laws are going to get into arguments.
Where were you 7 months ago? Come on, man. You would have saved me so much time.
No, but I talk to them about, like, you know, anything. I have an open dialogue with them, you know, and I explain to them, like, you know, you're in high school. Everybody's figuring it out. Your frontal lobe didn't even come online until you're like 13, 14 years old. So you're just developing, and all the decisions you make are based on the year before or 6 months before. So you're basically an idiot.
That's not normal? I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it all wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I just tell them that it's important to take your time. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So chill out. You know, it's going to be plenty of time for all that dating and love and all that stuff.
Have you talked to them about sex specifically?
Oh, yeah.
What do you tell them?
They're very young.
I mean, like, do you know if your older kid, the 17-year-old, is hooking up yet?
I mean, he looks like me and he's taller and bigger. I mean,
he is.
He probably is.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Probably is. I tell him you know, there was a time where. And people say it's corny now where you waited till marriage and stuff like that. And they say, oh, that's just stupid, man, because you'll never know what you're missing out on. Well, you'll never know what you're missing out on if you don't have that, you know, in a lot of ways as well.
True.
Because, look, you're with that person and you get to find out things sexually and about each other over the next 40, 50 years. So maybe every year you find something new or you try something different, or every 5 years and it gets, you know, you can grow together. If you spend it all on the first couple like sack chasers that are out there, you don't really have that to give to the person that you love. Right. And then when you're dating with them, you know, this girl gave the best blowjob ever. And then your wife that you love desperately gives an OK blowjob. Like, you just took away her opportunity to be the best in your life at something.
Yeah, but why miss out on that opportunity to get the best, though?
But how would you know what you're missing if, you know what I'm saying, if you didn't have that before? So you're basically unfairly judging what your wife is doing.
But then wouldn't you always wonder? Because I was married, and the guy that I married was the first guy that I hooked up with. Mm. And so for years, I was like, always felt like something was missing from the relationship. Yeah, and the sex wasn't good.
Because you weren't meant to be with that person.
Yeah, well, I didn't really find out what great sex was, honestly, until after that relationship ended.
And that's something like that's when Kate and I met.
And then Matt and I met. Yeah.
And that's something that you figure out like together. You should both, the key to a long-lasting relationship is both wanting the same thing. Mm. You know, you want this person to be happy and you want this person to be happy no matter what, and we're going towards a similar goal, and that'll keep you together. Now, if this person's like, I'm fine not touching you at night and just, you know, like you giving me a blowjob, then that's just not going to work.
No, right? That's not going to work.
But you also don't want the same thing. So you got to find somebody where y'all want the same stuff and are both willing to take the time and, you know, have patience and do it together. Yeah. Now, this is from a former whore. So, you know, I
Matt, are you a whore?
I've learned.
No, would you say you're a whore?
No, I've got like really high standards, so I don't hook up with a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good man.
Look at me like that.
Good man.
I'm just curious. So like these chicks that roll by the Laugh Factory, would you, if they're like, we want to take you?
That's dangerous, man.
No.
That's really?
I wouldn't. What about on the road? You ever got any road ass?
Like one time. The road's not easy to get laid on for me because like I'm young, and that's like a couple. First of all, it's a couple's night out usually. It's usually older people.
He's right.
Deep.
And they think of me as like Breach. A kid. So like, and I'm just now 20. Most of the time before, I was like, you're such a baby. Go fuck yourself.
You are young though. But you're young, but you've always had swagger. I mean, you hit on me the first time I ever met you. You're 18, and I was like, holy shit, this kid's got game. Like, I couldn't believe it. But you always have.
I'm just not awkward around women.
Would you rather have like night after night of okay, like punani, or would you like to have like the occasional night of the most awesome punani you've ever had?
The occasional, like, awesome.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's a patience thing, which is smart. you know what I mean?
I can jerk off. Like, it's not a problem.
You'll find that those guys, some of the most successful guys, never gotten any in high school. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they're getting all of it now.
Yeah, like, I didn't get laid until I was 17 in my senior year in high school.
Good man.
And it was my girlfriend.
Good man.
Let me ask you this. I saw photos.
Not by choice.
I was trying. You married your first.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah,
damn. Did. Wait, I saw photos of you hanging out with Justin Bieber, Matt Rave.
Yeah, he was super chill.
Are you guys buddies?
Not really. I mean, acquaintances, probably.
You guys party? Like, was that in Vegas?
Yeah, Mayweather.
It was in
weekend.
Vegas, right?
Yeah.
What was that like? I mean, were women just... Because that has to be...
Oh, my God. It was crazy. Because, like... It was just a really crazy situation. Like, Batch actually introduced us.
Yeah, he did.
We were in Vegas, and we went out. He was like, all right, we're going to go say what's up to Johnny, who runs the app Shots, who's also friends with Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, all right, we're going to go to Johnny's hotel and chill. So we get up there, and we walk in this big suite, and it's actually Bieber's suite. And I look over, and there's this goddess of a looking guy, and I mean that in the most heterosexual way possible.
Oh, my God.
But, you're talking about Justin Bieber?
Yeah. He's just sitting there. Glistening.
Good
Lord. Over your body.
And we start to chill and like
things
know
just
each other
got real weird on our show.
Just a
good looking dude, okay?
Just the tip.
Be honest, would you make out with Justin Bieber just once?
No.
One time.
I couldn't do it.
He's pretty, man. You're pretty too.
But he's super good looking. Yeah. Anyways,
he's a good looking kid. He's almost.
That's blushing.
I love it. It's so funny.
So we're talking and stuff, and we're getting ready to go downstairs to his pool party that he has to host and everything. And we're
he's
doing.
He's like, yo, I gotta host this pool party, kid.
Swag
out of the room.
That's my impression. I'm gonna just keep doing that.
It's really bad.
All right, good.
So we go to this like photo shoot thing or whatever with all his friends. Yeah, like me, Batch, Johnny, Bieber, and like some other Kyle Massey from Corey in the House was there.
Oh my god.
Super fucked up, by the way.
Okay.
So we're all doing a photo shoot and they start checking IDs to go down to the pool party. And I was like, of course I'm not 21, so I lied. I was like, I forgot mine at the hotel. And he was like, can't let you in if you're not 21. It's just, it's the rules or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I go to Bieber. I'm like, hey, man, it was great to meet you. It's cool chilling with you. Thanks for, you know, the hospitality. I'm not 21, so they're not going to let me in. So have fun at the party and everything. I'm going to leave. He goes like, oh, you're not 21? And I was like, nah. He's like, all right, hold on a second. I just turned to his bodyguard. I was like, hey, give me a wristband. Problem solved. And then
boom.
They just let me get on the party.
Yeah.
It's like we're on stage with them, drinking with them and stuff like that. And we get off and we're walking back to our hotel and all these dope chicks are like, oh my god, weren't you guys on stage with Bieber? What's the plan? What are we doing? Where are we going? Like, I'm not stupid. Like, you just want to hang out with me just to get to him.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, if I had time, I would have used that to my
residual
advantage.
Residual pussy. Is yeah. Awesome.
residual.
I mean,
that's
you're not always looking for it to mean something.
Yeah. No, that's pretty fantastic. That's
yeah. It was.
Great.
He was super nice too. Like, I have nothing bad to say about him.
He's
except
so
for that
funny.
He ripped up my dollar. No respect for money at all.
He ripped up your dollar.
Kyle Massey were playing this game, this pool game with a dollar, and of course Justin Bieber doesn't have $1 bills. I don't think he's seen one of those in 5 years. So he's like, do you have a dollar? And I was like, yeah, I got a dollar. I give it to him or whatever, and that's like the stakes they're playing for. I was like, okay, yeah, go ahead and play stakes with my dollar. That's fine. It's $1, whatever. And Bieber wins. He's like, can I have this dollar? I was like, yeah, no problem. This dude just shreds it in a million fucking pieces. It's only a dollar, but I've had times where
Matt
I
Reif's
didn't
like,
have it.
I need that dollar. Yeah, for real.
That was my only
Matt's
dollar.
Like, my Hyundai Elantra's getting repoed.
I have no idea. And if I had this dollar, I could have stopped in 1 second. Like, not even 2 months ago, I couldn't even get Taco Bell. Like,
sure.
I was so broke.
So Justin Bieber just ripped up the dollar
bill. Just ripped up my dollar. But I
didn't
have no respect for money, this guy. He has no respect for money.
He's
no idea. What kind of guy rips up a dollar bill?
Who rips up a dollar bill?
To buy antacids or something.
You could have...
So where did he throw the ripped up dollar bill?
On the floor.
You could tip them oil or something.
Did he have an entourage of hot women with him, or was he at the time, was he single?
Somebody needs to buy that boy a paper shredder. Shit's crazy.
He was single. He had like the dopest suite I've ever seen. It was like a hot tub in like the living room. It was crazy.
Justin Bieber rips up a dollar bill.
I was so mad because he was planning on throwing a party.
Slow motion, you know what I'm saying?
He didn't feel well, and then just like canceled the whole thing. And I was like, ah, you dick. I was gonna get
how
residual.
Dare him get sick.
I was gonna get residual.
He cock blocked you with his illness.
He did. It was very selfish.
Oh my god. He let Big Time Rush, when I was on Big Time Rush, he let them come and open for him in Mexico.
Really?
And they opened they performed in front of 85,000 people in Mexico. And before the thing, they were like, hey, do you guys want to go and hang out with Bieber? And like the guys were like, yeah. And they're like, he's out here playing hacky sack. And so they went out and he was like, hey guys, want to play hacky sack together? And then they were like, yeah. And so then they all played hacky sack like in a circle, and like he didn't really say anything like the whole time. They just
he's
played.
Kinda quiet.
And then they were like, all right, Justin, it's time to go. And he was like, thanks for playing hacky sack or whatever. And like walked away. And that was it. That was like their whole interaction with him for the whole tour.
Yeah, he kind of keeps to himself.
Yeah,
from what I saw.
He's a,
but I mean,
yeah,
with, if you have people around
creature.
You,
yeah, I would
all
too.
The
except
time,
when he's with
for
Mayweather.
Sure.
Yeah,
we had a thing. We had a weird thing happen where I did a show with at the fucking Jay Davis's show. That wonderful show at the Parlor. Yeah, and Bieber's manager was there.
Scooter
Braun and Biscuit, his friend Biscuit.
I don't know him.
This little weird
Biscuit.
Dude. Like a couple of his like team were there, and I did a spot, and I got off stage and I told a joke about Jeff Ross in my act about us hanging out or something. I got off stage and one of his buddies was like, hey man, you guys should tell Jeff that they should roast that Bieber wants to get roasted. And I was like, like, are you serious? Like, I'm sure he would want to get roasted. And they were like, yeah, man, you should let him know. So I text Jeff Ross, and I was like, you should contact Comedy Central, tell him Bieber wants to get roasted. And Jeff contacted them, and then he said yes, and then they did the roast.
So we all owe you
on the roast.
Right? Was, no shit.
I was, but that I was the contact.
You were the catalyst.
For that.
You were the go-between.
You should have been one of the roasters.
I'm sure that other people had done it. I'm sure that other people had done it.
But I was not.
But I was
roast.
There that night, and that was some weird shit.
Damn.
It was a weird moment. Mm.
Well, we got to do one more question. The ultimate question.
Yeah, the ultimate question.
On the show.
It's great.
What is the worst date you've ever been on?
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
You take the lead on that, son.
All right, Matt.
Worst date fail.
Dates.
No?
It can be.
He just hooks up.
In a relationship, you've been on a bad date, maybe a bad night, bad dinner, bad.
Anything bad.
Date fail.
Oh, man. Let's see. I don't know. I really don't go on dates a lot.
You've never had a bad date. Well, he's 20.
I'm
mean,
really
what?
Good. I got a doozy.
You got
one?
Yeah,
I got one. I'm going to go first because okay. I shouldn't have been out with this girl.
Hey, Maria, will you mark that as so we can cut some of that air out?
Yeah.
All right. And all right.
I shouldn't have been out with this girl, but me and my sweet, delicious woman over here were on a break. So I decided to go out with this girl over to Knott's Berry Farm. Never been there ever since. And we go, and she's of age, but she looks really young.
Yeah.
You know, but I look young as well. And, you know, we've been messing around and stuff. So we went out, and she said, oh, I'm going to meet up with my friend. They got a limo, and, you know, she's bringing her boyfriend, and then, you know, he's coming, and can we all, you know, go in the limo? And I was like, okay, cool, which it was uncomfortable for me because I just don't know the area. I get in there, and it's a dude. It's this fake gangster. And he taking his shirt off inside the limousine, and he, yo, man, Main Street Crip Cuz. I mean, he wearing red. He got on red sneakers, right? So, I mean, I know it's shit, but, you know, it's just starting to feel real awkward. Then he grabs the girl just because she's, like, trying to give him a drink or something, and he smashes her head in the thing, and then I'm like, hey, the other girl, his date. And I go to do something, and the girl that I'm dating with stops me. I'm like, what's going on here? She said, no, don't. And I'm like, oh, he smashes her again. And I'm like, hey, man, you're not going to touch her. Like, stop doing that. He said, get out the car. We both get out the car. I see his homie in another truck move over, come back around me. They start to jump me. And then I start backing up, and he keeps running up on me like he going to do something. But I fight. And I knew he was a chump. You know what I'm saying? He tall dude. Right. Took his shirt off, and I was going to wreck him then. But the police were right there. We were like right outside. They were right. The police were like, you could see them, but they weren't doing anything to us. And this was happening right outside Knott's Berry Farm. Park.
Oh, what?
The
there's like little kids so we walking were, by.
You know what I'm saying? So he keeps running up. He's like, man, what you going to do? I just stood there. You know, he wasn't going to do nothing, you know, because he ran up enough. And he never swung. But I'm sitting there thinking, like, what have I gotten myself into chasing this young white tail? you know, so he runs up again, and then he goes to go hit my date, and then I get in the middle of him, and he still doesn't do anything. He acts like he's gonna swing, you know, when he has his hand down here. Right. I'm just like, just wreck him, man, just break his face right now. I'm thinking in my head, but I got kids, man. You know, this is just a bad look all around for me. You know what I'm saying? I can get in a lot of trouble. So he did it. His homeboy looked like he was about to jump me, so that's when I started backtracking. And then, you know, he would try to chase me a little bit, and then I would stop. And then it just kind of went back and forth until I ended up leaving. I ended up, like, leaving the area. I got a cab, and I got back to my car. And I just went home, and I think that was about the last time I went out.
Did you take your date with you?
No, I left
her. You left her there?
I left her.
With these crazy
dudes?
Because
that was her friend. The girl that he started initially running up on, that's her friend. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And, like, it was just, you know what it turned out to be? It was, like, those two white girls that were slumming it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? And they were like getting with guys that obviously that they had money and stuff, but they were getting with guys who were obviously like bad apples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's like, bad.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
When you...
It was like, and I'm like, man, I could have went to jail. I could have got, God forbid, one of them had a knife or something like that. It could have been anything.
That's and, so scary.
Yeah. That was. It's like, I almost got into a real serious.
That's a pretty big date fail, I'd say. You almost, you could have got shot, stabbed, beat up, your girl beat up. That's pretty bad.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
I wasn't worried about getting beat up because I'm a cold shot, but
yeah, no,
like
no, no.
It could have been. I'd have got arrested. I got arrested because I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna stop after you're on the ground. I'm gonna make sure you never get up again.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so.
Said like a true murderer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, cold.
I'm a
killer.
Father.
Cold blooded.
I'm just so happy I didn't upset him at any point. Today. No, wow. Man,
you know, that's, you get that with being a daddy.
Damn.
You know,
I mean,
you got to protect your house. Right?
Oh my lord.
At all costs. But yeah, that was just it was one of my first experiences with Los Angeles, with California. Period.
Wow.
Good first impression.
Yeah. No shit. Never went back to Knott's Berry Farm. Not even when I get invited, I just won't go.
You're like, yeah, I'm good.
They gang bang at Knott's
Berry. I was like, yeah, Main Street Crips. It's like when I told my other friend, that this other girl that I knew, about what they said, she had real Crips that were friends, and they laughed their ass off. They were like, man, take us over there. Take us where he live. We'll show up. And I was like, man, nah, this is too much drama. I need to go back to my lady.
Yeah, right?
And do the right thing and be a good man. Praise the Lord.
Well, you're doing
it, Bible
man.
Study.
Yes, I know, right?
Rife, you got one?
I got one, but it's not really a date fail. It's kind of like a hookup fail.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
You better.
I was kind of raped a little bit.
Like, Jesus.
Which you don't, which so, you don't think it happened to a guy. Because like, most
name?
Guys aren't. Okay, so my roommate, I have 5 roommates because my life has gone great. And one of them, she doesn't live there anymore. Her name was Lindsay. She had her friend in town from Australia, and she had a boyfriend, and she was cute, but like not like I wouldn't sleep with her.
Sure, not she playmate cute. Of the year hot.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, you guys suck. So she's cute.
I don't know if you know this. And I dated a playmate of the year. That'll be 10. That's 10.
I so regret bringing this up. I'm gonna need to cut around it so bad.
Go for it.
So. She's drinking and everything at her house, and like I can tell she's flirting with me and everything, and it was like last summer, so you know how hot it gets in LA. My place doesn't have air conditioning, so like I'm washing dishes with my shirt off, not to be sexy, just because it's fucking hot in her house. And they're drinking everything in the kitchen, and she's flirting with me a little bit, and just for fun I flirt back or whatever, like, you know, toss stuff back at her if she throws something at me. Like, the first night she was there, she's like knocks on my door at like 2:00 in the morning, wasted. She's like, hey. Lindsay's snoring. Can I sleep in here with you? We have a living room. I have like a little couch in my room. Where I was like, yeah, it's fine. You can sleep right here, whatever. I give her blanket, pillow, whatever. And my curtains in my room suck, and they let light through all the time. And like this light is right in the face. So she's like, I can't sleep. This light's right in my face. Can I get in bed with you? And at that point, I'm like. Okay, yeah, fine. You can, whatever. Yes. So she lays down or whatever, and she, you know how girls do. They just like nuzzle their butt into you or whatever. The most obvious signs ever or whatever.
The 3/4 butt wiggle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Starts rubbing on me and everything like that. She's like, you don't pick up on signs very well. I'm like, no, I do. I really don't want to do anything. And she smelled like beer and wine, and that's gross to me. And so I'm like, nothing's going to happen. I'm sorry. I was like, you need to get to sleep or whatever. She gets up, storms out of the room, and just goes to the living room.
Oh, shit.
Next day, they're drinking again in the kitchen. This time at like 4:30 in the morning, she gets up. Hey, can I sleep in here again? And I'm just trying not to be rude because she was cool.
But you're so nice, Matt.
You're so sweet.
I'd have been like, get your ass on the couch.
The roles were reversed.
Yeah, no way.
No fucking
so,
way.
Hey, do you mind if I sleep?
Can I sleep? I smell like beer and vomit.
I
want
to nuzzle my butt up to you.
Yeah. That would never be okay.
Right.
Hey, do you mind?
Just the tip.
Oh, hey, kid, do you mind if I nuzzle with you, kid?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Come on in.
But how'd you get raped? I want
to
hear this.
So she like lays down next to me, whatever. And I'm like, I'm at this point, it's 4:30 in the morning. I'm actually tired. Like, I want to go to sleep. I don't want to deal with this shit. Starts rubbing on me again. And like, she like rolls over basically on top of me and starts kissing me. And like, it's even more awkward to not kiss someone back, even when you don't want to. So I do it just cause.
That's rapey.
And then she starts like, you know, like pissing down and everything like that. And starts giving me head. And like, is okay. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'll let her do this, and then and then I won't do anything back, and hopefully
so
she'll be mad, and then hopefully she'll be mad enough to just leave.
Sure.
But no, yeah. She starts to get undressed, and I try to pull my pants up, and she's like, no, 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 and like pulls my pants down or whatever. At this point, she's like forcing it basically, and I want to go to sleep so bad. I just let her like get on top or whatever, and I just try to finish as fast as possible.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Matt, you may have actually been raped.
I think that might be right.
Wait, hang on, Maria, can we get you real quick? Is that classified as rape?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that counts as rape.
I don't think so, because he never said no. You have
in
to say
mind,
no.
Ah,
you have
it
gets
yeah.
into this
yeah.
weird
hey,
zone no means that no. a lot of girls get
guys
into.
Guys don't know the word
no. Do you think
no.
all of Cosby's girls said no?
But I mean, he was wow. sober, and he let her wow. give her. He you let her give you head, and then
I think it's sexual
I was getting
assault.
Some
I think there's some
sexual
assault.
But you let her get in bed with. I'm just saying, in a court of law, I think that you did not get raped.
Reverse the roles.
Reverse the roles.
No. You reverse the roles. That's sexual. Assault right there.
Yeah, but yeah, because if
we
you
have
reverse,
a case, we're building a case.
If you reverse the roles, the guy is like stronger. But also, even if you reverse the roles, I don't know. If a guy crawls in bed with me and I'm sober and he starts going down on me and I'm like, I don't really feel like it because I'm tired, but I don't say that out loud.
You never
okay,
say
listen,
no.
I have a plan, Kate.
Gotta
I
say it out loud.
This is what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to write, me and Neil Brown Jr. are gonna sit down. We're gonna write this out. As a movie, sell it to Lifetime, and then Justin Bieber can play Matt Rife.
Absolutely.
That's the
perfection.
Show.
Can I play the girl? Can
you
I
can play the
girl?
Girl.
Yes.
Play a
yes,
super rapey girl.
Super rapey girl. Smelling like beer and vodka. That's
a
bad
be
smell,
auditions,
bro.
We're so happy that you guys came on the show. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and what would you have coming up next?
Oh, Age Before Beauty. Is that what they're going to say?
You better believe it.
Dick.
Age and Beauty Before. Semi-beauty.
All that. We both pretty. Everybody can hit me up on Instagram. And Twitter at the number one Neil Brown Jr.
Yeah.
Perfect. Rife.
Twitter at it's Matt Rife, ITS MATTRIFE, and Instagram at Matt Rife, MATTRIFE.
Yeah. Stephen Glickman is at Stephen Glickman, STEPHEN Glickman.
And I'm at Kate Q Funny on everything. And this has been Date Fails. This was a great time. Thank
Booyah.
You guys.
Fun.
Boo!